Okay, so this is the last presentation. My name is Indrajit Sen. I have been with the Oracle Trading Community Architecture Development Team for the last 6 years, starting there as an engineer and moving on to the architecture, more of the design thing. And in the last couple of years, I have been leading the architecture. As you know, the trading community architecture, we always have the architecture as a key word. So what I will be doing is, this will be pretty quick. What I want to do is just these 4 points I want to kind of highlight why the whole trading community architecture is at all there. I think you already got a pretty good coverage from hearing from Mani and Robert and Michelle. I'll just quickly touch that, talk a little bit about how the product has evolved in 11i and what's coming in R12, and then just a quick summary to end up and move on to the question answer sessions. So the why is, I think the whole idea of building the trading community architecture or the general customer data management solution in the Oracle world is really to answer some apparently basic questions. Who are my customers? What have they purchased? What else can I sell to them? Who can be my next customer? Those kind of questions. But when it comes to business really answering these questions, it's not really easy, because the key to answer each of these questions is having the true, reliable and comprehensive customer data in a single place. So that's really the motivation of building it. And while we were building it, why we didn't call it a customer information architecture or something like that? Because in the back of our mind, we were trying to build something bigger than just a customer model or customer architecture. We were trying to build a true trading community architecture where eventually we would be able to model every single trading community member. So that was kind of the philosophy with which we started. So we set some specific goals. It's about really bringing the ERP and the CRM applications to the same core architecture. I think Mani talked about some of the things in terms of the data model, but one of the key things is, of course, separating the entity that enters into the relationship from the business relationship itself. And that means allowing the organization or the people information to be created or to exist independent of the business relationship, because that's what really happens in a CRM world. When your upfront processes are starting, you haven't really established a complete selling relationship, but you still need to create that information, which in CRM world people still see as a customer information. While we try to do this, we also wanted to share the data between the CRM and ERP applications so that there is no data redundancy, because as I say, like, the whole goal is to have a central repository of customer information. That's the reason why we wanted to share it between the two suites of application, and providing a complete view of the party and all its relationships with you as the deploying company, and also its relationships with the other members of the trading community. And that's really about the 360-degree view of your trading community. So with these goals, I think I will just talk about this quick representation. I think Mani has covered it. If you look at the layer that's on top of this horizontal line, you would basically see that the party information is kind of independent, and this it's very close to the true information that's out there in the world before you even enter in doing any business or prospecting with a company. So that has always been one of the core idea of trading community architecture, and that's where the second layer down below what you see is really your business relationships. What are the different accounts you set up, and what are the billing sites, what are the payment terms, what's the credit rating, and all those things. So how really the product evolved? I want to quickly talk about this slide is because I think one of the things that you would see from a lot of people is that TCA is in 11i. What it really means, yes, 11i version of Oracle applications, the customer information is really in TCA. But the TCA that we have been talking about, the TCA Mani has been talking about, or Robert and Michelle have been talking about, that has been an evolution. It's not in the initial release of 11i, you got every single thing in the product. So when you are thinking of an implementation, you do have to think about which release to go, and definitely the general recommendation is to go to the latest and greatest of what's available today, which is 11.5.10, and the next release coming is R12. Now the way we build the product, we took a step-by-step approach. We knew that we cannot just get the product built and take it to the market in 1 year in the way we really see it, and in the way it would really be usable for all the companies trying to answer the customer information challenge. We started building a best-in-class customer data model. There is no need to talk more about that because Mani has given an excellent coverage on the overall data model. So we started basically building a model that would work for any business, any industry. That's where it all started. Then we introduced a set of inbound and outbound interfaces to interact with the data model. The moment you have a model, you have to get the data in, you have to get the data out. So that's the way we built our different interfaces. Then immediately comes that since we are building a central repository, one of the key things is obviously the data quality. So there was a huge focus on the data quality that started pretty early in the evolution process, and that has matured to a good extent today, and it's an ongoing pursuit, and we are just continuing on that path. Then we introduced third-party integration, because in today itself we have heard, and often too from many customers you would hear, that Dun & Bradstreet information is very important. Maybe the Trillium's address validation is very important. So we started building those integrations, or the framework for those integrations. Then we built a comprehensive set of UIs, and that's the whole reason that what happens is you see the customer's online product, that's a nice view, maintain information UI, but at the end of the day, majority of users are going to go to different applications. They're going to go to sales or telesales or receivables or order management and also these kind of applications. So we actually built UI components so that those components could be plugged into the different application flow UIs so that all across your division, users are actually seeing a very similar screen. I think, again, Mani has talked about it. Now, the whole intention is that since it's a central data model, since it's a central repository, the exposure of the data, the maintenance of the data should happen also in a consistent way. And the consistency, the best way to achieve that consistency is actually what the user sees, make that consistent from a sales clerk to a sales rep to a receivables clerk to a collection agent. Then we introduce cross-referencing mechanism. When I come to a couple of later slides, I would say, because this is where we are kind of starting into getting into the whole customer data hub. So cross-referencing mechanism is basically when you are building a central repository of customer information, you are bringing in either information from different systems or you're establishing links to records from different systems. So there needs to be a cross-referencing. That's what we build here. We provided unlimited extensibility to the model to capture information specific to your company or to your industry, because it's impossible from any core model, core data model, to support every single attribute or every single entity that a given deployment or a given industry specifically needs. So that's the reason of building this extensibility. Then we built a 360-degree view. I think Michelle, at the end of her presentation, was talking about these kind of things. There is a, if you look at the OCO application, you're going to see that you pick up a customer and you are going to see all sets of different transactions, starting from what are the opportunities against this customer, what were the quotes, what were the orders, what were the collections, and every single transaction you can see on one screen, or you can drill down to each of the section and look at it. Similarly, when you're trying to look at the trading community relationships, you pick up a party and really see in a visual diagram, of course, because we do not have time, I don't want to go into all those details, but you're basically going to see a graphical presentation of all the links between your trading community members, and you can move on. So you start, well, I am here, then this is my partner. This partner has this customer has this competitor. You can just gradually go over that. And we definitely built integration with the Oracle HRMS system and some of the other things which probably is not important based on the crowd we have here. But Oracle Healthcare actually is integrated with Oracle TCA. Oracle Student System, the higher education solution, is integrated. The whole user management, what you do in your user setup and every single thing, that actually ties back to the trading community architecture. All the B2B gateways which you use for sending documents to your trading partner, all these things are integrated into the trading community architecture. And eventually, we work with all the product teams to streamline application flows, having touch point with customer information, because that's really the key. Unless the flows, unless the business processes, unless the application behavior is really leveraging this information or this infrastructure properly, there is not the final value to the deploying company. So what it really means is, from a diagram, I think, again, this is somewhat familiar, but what we have is really the TCA data model at the heart of it, then the enabling infrastructure, and the CDM is customer data management, which basically covers customer online application, which is basically a free application, and customer data, the data librarian application, and the customer data hub. That's specifically our group's responsibility, so that's, you see, in the red box. And then you talk about the CRM set of applications as sales, service, you talk about financials, you talk about HRMS, you talk about the supply chain. It's all sitting on the TCA as far as customer information is concerned. There is one customer is not represented in any two places. It's just in one single place, and that's in trading community architecture. So if you try to look from a flows perspective, what you would typically see is, this is just some example of if you from a campaign to compensation, that bigger business process flow, if you try to look at it, there are all different sub-processes, campaign to lead, lead to opportunity, opportunity to quote, and a bunch of different steps. And on the right-hand side, you would see the set of applications, the set of applications that are enabling these flows. And you'd see all these applications, the customer information that starts with the marketing online, capturing a basic customer information, maybe just a name and a contact phone number. That same customer goes through the sales application, goes through the quoting, and goes through the order management, goes all the way to the receivables. It really is a life cycle of customer information. It starts with a very basic information in the CRM, very upstream processes, and then goes all the way to the downstream products. But at the heart of it, it's the same record. It's the same party. Of course, on the CRM world, a lot of processes just work with the party information. When you come to order management, accounts receivable collection, on this side, you have to have the account. But underlying, it's the same infrastructure, the same data that all these processes are using. I had a couple of other examples. It's just a similar thing from a service request to resolution perspective, from a contracts to renewal perspective. It's everywhere exactly the same story. So this is just a snapshot of that again, but what we wanted to point out is this other. So it's just only a few things we are talking about, but the whole of Oracle eBusiness Suite 11i in terms of the customer information is really sitting on top of the trading community architecture. Now, it works fine in a single eBusiness Suite instance, but in reality, true single instance is not that easy to achieve because you have existing investments, there are multiple software from multiple vendors, you homegrown systems, and it's kind of, everyone knows the IT landscape is never a single vendor landscape. So typically you probably have this kind of a scenario, and the way we wanted to address is the same architecture, the same set of tools, the same set of features that we have been using and building for a business suite. We wanted to take it one step further so that you actually have a much nicer integration capability even if you are not running a single Oracle eBusiness Suite module. This works even if you are not using any Oracle Applications module. All things could be from your different vendors or your homegrown. You could leverage the customer information integration, the whole master data management about customer using the same set of things. So quickly, what's in R12? I would just talk about in R12, we definitely made a big step toward the service-oriented architecture. Earlier in 11, I release what you're seeing today is a lot more entity-centric focus in terms of our application interfaces or eventing. What we are really doing is introducing a business object layer. And on top of that business object layer, we are introducing business object level APIs and events, and which would be exposed through a central framework as web services. So this is a new web services. I think we have talked a little bit about an old set of web services. That's not the perfect web services really because the framework is not that sophisticated. This is, when it comes out in R12, it means a lot from the integration capabilities perspective because in 11i, the integration capabilities are really more at a component level. You get definitely get some interfaces, some eventing mechanism, but you still have to do some amount of coding to actually make the integration happen. Whereas as we move on to 12, we are going to heavily leverage the IIS-10G Fusion middleware and those things, along with our building of more comprehensive services, which means your integration capabilities, whether you're doing Customer Data Hub or even if you're using eBusiness Suite, most likely you have some integration with other systems. In all these scenarios, you are going to leverage this. Quickly talking about supplier integration, supplier information in R12 is going to be in TCA. What is going to be in TCA is really the organization contact and those kind of address and those kind of information, but your supplier terms and the actual terms of doing business with the supplier is going to remain with the purchasing and payables. Kind of the similar structure you can think of, just the way customer account information is kind of a different layer on top of the core party layer. It's a similar architecture that we are following here. And eventually, by the way, I'm not making a product announcement on R12. I should be careful about it because it's not a released product as yet. So I just wanted to give an idea of what we are working on. So just an example on the UI side, if you create a supplier going to the supplier screen and immediately you come to customers online, you are going to actually, if you search up, you're going to get that guy here. So that's the whole idea. Now you can convert that to a customer, you can create customer account for this same company and proceed with your customer side of business. Shared services architecture, just one quick note because I think we're running out of time. Quickly, what it is that as we talked about the multi-org situation where you have the account sites are striped by operating unit, today the multi-org support is you have to actually change what we call the responsibility. It's not log out, log in, but kind of you have to come out of the screen, get to a different responsibility under the new operating unit. In R12, what is going to happen is it's in same screen, provided you have, of course, access to that set of operating units. You are going to switch your operating units within the screen and see the information. So if you see, this is not possible to see in 11i, that you're seeing sites from different operating units. So it comes with all operating units, then you can switch to a specific one. This actually is a very key feature where different operating units are actually there, and some persons have the access to different operating units. This is one of the very key features for their efficiency. Okay, so quickly, what's in TCA? I mean, if you look at the way 11i started, or many other application systems around the world at that point of time, all these different trading community partners were all kind of in different schemas or different applications altogether. What we have basically been trying to do is kind of build a little solar system where all these trading partners are really trading part of the trading community architecture. And through the 11i cycle and getting into the 12, we really have got this. So just to end with a summary, I think a lot of you have talked. I just want to quickly run a very short video clip, hopefully it runs, just to see the problem that we are trying to address here. And I think some of you could relate to.
Who is he? Tell him I'm calling back. I'm in a meeting right now.
What?
No, I don't care how important it is. I can't talk right now.
Okay, what were we talking about? A late shipment?
Right.
Smithy Incorporated. They've been waiting for 2 weeks for a shipment we promised them.
2 weeks?
Yeah, that's what he said. And he was pretty angry. And they've made calls all over the company, and nobody can help them.
Well, what? Is this a transportation problem or something?
I doubt it. They're a local company. They're based here in Chicago.
Hollander, what have you to say about this?
Well, we looked through all of our records, and there's absolutely no order under the name Smithy Incorporated.
What?
In fact, there's no record of Smithy Incorporated at all, anywhere.
Well, how can this be? I mean, this isn't a new customer, is it?
No, absolutely not. We shipped over 1,100 units to them last quarter.
You must be thinking of Smith Incorporated.
No.
Smith with an I. That's the company in Chicago.
No, it's Smythe with an E on the end. That's the company we did business with. Sent him a big shipment a couple of weeks ago. 1,700 units on the 10th.
1,700 units? That's the number Smithy ordered.
Well, it's just got to be some kind of coincidence or something. Smythe is an Australian company.
Did you just say Australian?
Yeah, Smythe is an Australian company.
Need better communication?
So I think some of you would be able to relate. I mean, that is precisely the problem why we are here. I think definitely Robert and Michelle talked about this problem. This is really what we are trying to address, and the whole solution is around this kind of problem. So I think we should move on to the question answer session, and if there are specific things that come up, we can just cover there.
Thank you very much.
Yep, thank you.